You're listening to Wavelength on BFM 89.9.
Hello, welcome to Wavelength, bringing you the best sounds and stories from the Asian region. I'm your host, Off New Thing. This week's going to be quite the jazzy episode. Joining me on the show all the way from Indonesia is Bativia Collective. They've just dropped a brand new single called Affirmation featuring Kamga. It's a single that's released under the iconic RNS Records. They'll be joining me on the show for a chat. I'll be finding out more about that single, how the band came to be, and more. Do keep it locked right here on BFM 89.9. In the meantime, I've lined up a couple of jazz tracks for your listening pleasure. There's one from local jazz cats, Basement Syndicate, with the now classic 370 AM. Something from Indonesian jazz drummer Raffi Muhammad, Singaporean jazz band The Steve McQueens, and more. But first up, from the Blue Note Reimagined album, it's a BFM favorite. From Japan, it's Kansano, Think Twice.
Something nice. Sing to us.
From 2013 album Morning, that was Malaysian band Basement Syndicate with 3:70 AM. Right after a short break, I'll be joined by the band Batavia Collective all the way from Indonesia. But before we head to our first break of the hour, let's play one from Batavia Collective and then they'll join me on the show. This one's called Delta, right here on Wavelength, bringing the best sounds and stories from the Asian region, BFM 89.9. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Wavelength, bringing the best sounds and stories from the Asian region with me, Of Neil Ting. Right now on the show, joining me all the way from Indonesia, I have Batavia Collective. Joining me on the show is Don. He's the keyboardist as well as Alpha drummer. Unfortunately, Kenny, who plays the synth bass in the band, can't join us, but happy to have you guys on the show.
Hello, thank you for
having me. Yeah, welcome.
I'm going to start off with this question. The debate of what constitutes as jazz is a super age-old question, right? Some would say that it's the chords they use, you know, it's the kind of extensions they use, the 7, 9s, 11, 13s. While some say that, you know, jazz is actually the act of improvising.
Yeah, so I'm just going to answer that. I got a lot of chords.
Well, for me as a drummer, as a composer, I mean, jazz is always like, always become my roots, you know, like, you know, it's always like based on improvising music, but I mean, it's also like how we can interact with the others, you know, with the musicians, and how we can, you know, just like having conversation, like in any situation. So, I mean, all those, you know, like chord changes, like theoretical stuff, I mean, that, you know, like everyone learn, but I mean, basically if you're already, you know, on stage or like in the musical stage, like, you know, everything is just like based on conversation. So for me, jazz is the most, I don't know, like it's always evolving, you know, like it can be like, you know, mixed with any genres, you know, like either it's like, yeah, from ragtime, blues, hip hop until now modern music. I mean, you can like generate with any kind of music. So jazz is always like, you know, for me personally, become my roots.
That's nice, bro. For me, jazz itself is already evolved this day. Well, I love jazz since long time ago, but I hear also like Radiohead, I hear also the indies music, I hear also like Pink Floyd, that kind of stuff. And in this form of Batavia Collective, well, I try to do something different. Of course, I play like standard jazz, but I play that kind of 9 chord or 11 chord or maybe like 13 chord or maybe like a sharp 5 chord, but in a different ways. So that's the main idea for me personally, to carry to my friend Joham and Kenny, and then we blend together. At the first sight, it's like it's kind of fresh, it's kind of new. So that's the best part.
I personally feel it's a very exciting time for jazz right now, because jazz cats these days are not just listening to your, you know, Chet Bakers or Ella Fitzgerald. As you mentioned, you know, Alpha, they are equally influenced by all sorts of genres, you know, either UK grime or even house music. And I think that's all thanks to forward-thinking acts like, I know you guys are big fans of Meliana, Mark Juliana and Brett Meldau, and even more recently, JD Beck. Because technically, he's not really playing jazz drums, right? But he's still in the vein of the genre, together with his pianist Domi.
I mean, those guys are crazy, you know, like the way they play and then interpretate like their own music, their own sound is already like really beyond everything, you know, like of course like the jazz, the bit, you know, like the roots jazz itself, like it's already like grown up so wide, and then it's like, I don't know, even like the sound is already like, I mean, it's something new for us, you know, like in the, you know, in this year. And then, you know, if you hear like Meldau with Meliana, it's already like, I mean, man, it's like, I don't know, we cannot even like put it in the box and like this kind of, you know, this is just electronic jazz or whatever. It's already like, it's, I don't know how to call it. So yeah, it's crazy how jazz is evolving to these days.
But what kind of music were you guys actually playing before being involved in Batavia Collective? Has it always been in the vein of jazz?
I mean, for me personal, yeah, probably kind of the same with Donnie. You know, I grew up, you know, with the on those environment with jazz, so we always listen to jazz music. I mean, with my family since I was kids, I started play drums since I was 7 years old. So, and it's already like really on in those music, you know, like we play like fusion, swing, jazz, and then until basically until now. And then, you know, I went to study music also in the jazz conservatory in Holland. So I mean, basically mostly my, you know, like my background, or I mean, basically here also like in Indonesia, most people like not me as a jazz musician, just drummer, but you know, it's always like, it's challenged me, like I don't wanna like put it in the box, you know, I'm a jazz musician or whatever, but I mean, it's just like, yeah, as I mentioned, like jazz is always like been my roots since first time I study music or, you know, play music instruments. So yeah, me and Donnie also, we both like have like different bands, like long time ago, we play like regular, you know, jazz standards, and we have also like those fusion jazz band and everything. But we both like, yeah, experienced those kind of era where, you know, like people like really into like trio, jazz trio or fusion stuff and everything. Until now, electronic jazz. So yeah, it's really nice experience, you know.
Yeah, all three of you, right, after doing some research, all three of you are actually established musicians in your own right with all your different projects. So when it came to Batavia Collective, were there anything that you guys did differently this time around? Either from a marketing standpoint or maybe even the recording process?
Well, basically, I mean, now because, I mean, you know, we just got signed with the RNS label, like in Belgium. So basically we were focusing on EPs, albums, so, and also featuring Kamga. So basically it's also like adding a new sound, you know, new perception from before us as a trio instrumental, and that's why we are like really that time in Bali last weeks ago, and then we spend like our time, you know, just jamming and then just finding new sound, and we listen to a lot of recordings, like new, to get like new sound for our recording preparation. And then for us, like each person will like bring their own perception, you know, like you know, what we can bring on the table. But I mean, basically we're really open, you know, like what can we add for this band. And then also because Kamga is in for this new project, and then he's also like really, I don't know how to say it, but I mean, the way he approached his sound, his melody, and the way he also like put the message, you know, like to us, like how, you know, he want to send the message about this song, and then how, you know, relate to the lyrics and everything. So for us, like, we're still searching, you know, like it's gonna be hard for us, you know, like as we really, and it's gonna be like really challenging to prepare this EP, because I mean, yeah, I mean, in this pandemic era, you know, we already like almost 2 years we didn't really spend a lot of time. We always like just sending samples, sending like, you know, just by online, digital and everything. So we really wish like we can, you know, like meet again and then hang out in the studio. So that's why we're still searching our new sound. But I mean, for each of us, you know, every time we meet and then being in the instrument, it's already like, man, like these 2 years experience with the pandemic, everyone is like going crazy, you know, like, you know, what do you listen this, you know, like on this pandemic? And then we were like, man, I never heard about that, you know, like everything just like new to us, because I mean, you know, we spend a lot of time, you know, in these 2 years pandemic, you know, like everyone is searching their own sound. So yeah, for me personally, like, yeah, we're still searching, but I mean, hopefully, you know, we can get like our own sound, and also with the label also really expecting us to create probably like the way they're expecting, you know, like us from Asia, from Indonesia, how we can put our sound probably, you know, not like really that different, but I mean, maybe like we can put an adding like our background as a Asian or Indonesian.
So for now, yeah, it's still playing by ear.
Yeah, still, man.
It's kind of tricky in this pandemic.
How many takes do you guys normally do, and how often do you guys use the first take when recording? Because capturing the energy of a live show is quite difficult in the studio, right?
Oh yeah, that's really really challenging, because I mean, for me personal, like, I'm a perfectionist guy, you know, I mean, if it's like on the recording stuff. So I mean, basically we always like did like one or just two take, but I mean, always like, I never really like both of those recordings for sure. But I mean, you know, we always like, you know, want to make like a creative way how to, you know, like just put it on the perfect perspective, like, okay, this is a live recording, and we can do like just one take, it's even better. But for us, we just did like we just released like one single with Kamga actually, and We forgot. I think that's, is it just like one take?
Well, we have two versions, right? One with the live version, the studio and then the studio version. We have a two version of the affirmation. Okay. One is the live version. We did a recording at SIA studio. It's how many minutes? Like seven, 8 minutes, I think. And the radio edits is like 3 minutes. But you know, the actual song was actually like 7 minutes. So we have to like cut it and then make it like 3 minutes. It's quite challenging, you know? I mean, we have to add something and we have to remove something. So in a way, some of the essence, it's lost in the 3 minutes version. So we recommend you listen to the live version, you know, the full version.
That's the voice of Daniel, by the way, who manages the band. But since we're talking about Affirmation, right, that features Kamga, how did the song come about and how did he appear on the track?
So actually, the project itself, Batavia Collective, it was 2017, actually. So we actually, we were invited to like make a content for this brand, right? So it was called Mixtape Session. So there was, back then, there was Zulham, Doni, Jemono, who played the synth bass, and Randy MP. And then we did a medley of a famous jazz sample song in hip hop and some hip hop song. Like we did it in the format of a mixtape, like all connected, like each seamlessly blend together, right? So there was the first the kickoff, you know, for Batavia Collective. And then when we were in the studio, like jam and everything, Kamga came there, and then suddenly we had one song. Yeah. Affirmation was made, I think, 2 days. Was it like two session, right? Like
something.
Two session, and then Kamga went back and he laid the vocal the next day, and then it was done. Like right before the, so we got a budget from the brand, like for the studio for I think a day. Like, so we finished the project for the brand, I think half a day, and then the rest we did the recording for Affirmation. So it's a bonus for us. And then I talked to the guys, I mean, you guys want to continue doing this? I mean, let's do it. And then everything just took off after that.
And the rest is history, as they say.
Yeah, the rest is history, yeah.
So with this first single, a first taste of what you guys are bringing under RNS Records, what can fans expect in the future after Affirmation?
Well, I hope they will saying like, wow, this is a fresh one. This is a kind of new one of jazz music, or maybe like a dance music.
Like to put it in a short term, I mean, we call our music jazz tapi party. You know,
well, it's a party, but it's jazz. But yeah, it's in the moment.
Like the main idea for Batavia Collective is that we want our music to be able to move a large crowd. I mean, we try to keep it simple, but banging. Jazz tapi party.
Nice. I love that phrase, jazz tapi party. So is there like a date that we can expect for the next single, or should we just wait and stay tuned to your social media channels?
Stay tuned to our social media, I think. For now, we just finished a couple of demos and we're sending it to them. We're still waiting for which one they want. Hopefully late this year or early next year, we'll put out an EP.
Thank you so much, guys, for speaking to me on the show. I'm really looking forward to all the exciting new sounds that you guys will bring.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're locked into Wavelength, bringing the best sounds and stories from the Asian region. More jazz tunes coming your way right after a short break. But before that, here's Batavia Collective featuring Kamga with Affirmation. Stay tuned. What's going on?
Off and listen to me. Aren't you tired of worrying in your life? Aren't you tired? Grab that drink, come on here. Move your feet. Permission to move my hands on your way now. Crazy, it might seem to spend 5 years. Been living in the cities of Bounty. You need that love, Rupia, they say. You're my favorite currency, I take. Stay with me, lay with me. I'll be happy, be going, be happy, be back, be happy, be back, be going, be happy, be happy, be happy, be back, be going, be happy, be back, be happy, be back, be going, be happy, be happy, be happy, be back.
Welcome back to Wavelength, bringing you the best sounds and stories from the Asian region with me, Ofnir Thing. Right before the break, you heard the sounds of Batavia Collective with the single Affirmation featuring Kamga. Do head over to all streaming platforms to check out the full version in its entirety. Okay, let's keep it Indonesian. Up next is one from jazz drummer Raffi Muhammad with the track Transition. Thank you.
You're listening to Wavelength on BFM 89.9.
Play One by Lil Fingers and Natania Jualim, another one from Indonesia. And with that, I'm down to one last track and then I'm heading out. Big thanks once again for my guest this week, Indonesian band Batavia Collective. If you'd like to get in touch, you can always tweet us at BFM Radio or email us feedback at bfm.my. Hope you've really enjoyed this week's slightly jazzy episode. And I'll be sticking to that jazz theme with a track taken from Singaporean jazz band The Steve McQueens. This one's called Mila Ascending, right here on Wavelength, bringing the best sounds and stories from the Asian region. I'm your host, Afnir Ting. Take care and stay safe, right here on BFM 89.9.
it's okay. Love is in the everyday. Love is in the come what may. And if I make it or break it, it don't matter, cause you understand. Miller Sanders, can I tell you're pretending? Miller Sanders, tell me the ending. Can I tell you're pretending? Miller Sanders, tell me the ending. It's always okay. Love is in the everyday. Love is in the calm one may. It's always okay. Love is in the everyday. Love is in the calm one may. And if I make it, break it, it don't matter, cause you understand. Miller Sanders, it's always okay.
Say